Blog Talk Radio.
Hi, everybody. This is Bob Geismar, and welcome to another edition of One Thought Golf on Blog Talk Radio. It is Wednesday, April 20th at 2:30 in the afternoon Eastern Time, one day before the first round of the Valero Texas Open to be played at the TPC San Antonio, the Oaks course, part of the Marriott Convention Center there in San Antonio. We'll talk a lot about that tournament. We will also chat a little bit about what happened last week, some tidbits around the world of golf, and of course, the strategy for your game and my fearless predictions for who will win the Valero Texas Open at the end of the show that I do. It was an interesting week at Harbortown last week. As I've mentioned before, it's one of my five favorite golf courses that is played annually as a PGA Tour event. I played that golf course. That is really tough. And you add the wind when you make the turn and you go back into the wind and it gets opened by the Calabogie Sound. By the way, I want them to change the name to Caliberti Sound, but it's still Calabogie Sound. It was this past week. Not very many players were able to break 60 on the first 3 days. It was really tough conditions. And Brandon Grace was amazing Grace on Sunday, shooting a brilliant 67. And not only did he play a great round of golf, but he held himself together when other guys were not making a run and nobody was making a run at him. Luke Donald was in neutral. Knox was in neutral. Nobody made a run. His fellow countryman, though, Ernie Els, shot a brilliant 6-6 earlier in the day. And congratulations to Ernie, who's taking care of those putting woes. Well, at the field, putting and putting against the field. So congratulations to Ernie. And he and Brandon Grace both entered this week at Texas Open. Watch out. They're both playing good golf. Okay, so congratulations and to Brandon Grace. He wins his first tournament on the PGA Tour as a member of the PGA Tour, 28 years old. We know how well he did in the European Tour, winning a number of events. And he's just one of these kids, and I call him a kid. He's 28, but he's a seasoned veteran and came very close to Chambers Bay last year. Watch out for him at Oakmont. He's long and he's straight. Okay, so now I do want to spend some time chit-chatting with you about a first time this year where we have a summertime full field of 156 players. Apparently there's enough sunlight. If the rain, and they've had a little bit of rain there in San Antonio, a terrible amount of rain. We pray for the people in Houston especially. And Dallas has had a lot of rain too and some damage. They had some tornadoes. Bad weather. And it happens in the spring. Pardon me. Let's hope it stays away. They're supposed to be okay in San Antonio over the weekend. So it's 156-man field, which is a huge field. A lot of guys from the web.com tour have gotten in this event. And some fringe players. I say fringe, guys that do not have a PGA Tour card, but have some status from either past champions or are lifetime monies won. Various different ways of getting in. And, for example, Blake Leiter, Deep Flesh, DJ Trahan are all in the event. I just threw out three names. Okay, so let's look closely. Phil Mickelson, by the way, is in the field. And you know my Phil prediction, never win another PGA Tour event. I made that prediction. If you pay attention to my show, and I know you're listening today, you do. Made that prediction at the very beginning of the year before Phil made a run at a couple of tournaments. He's played pretty good golf. Will he ever win? I say no, and I say Tiger will never win. The fields are deep. and he presses. He tries too hard. And keeping four rounds together at 45 and a half, almost 46 in Phil's case, has become a problem. It is problematic. It is difficult. It's hard to do it at a young age. It's even harder when the nerves get a little frayed and you get a little older and you know your chances are diminishing each and every year and each and every week. So, having said that, we only have eight major champions. It's, you know, it's a great field. Every field on the PGA Tour is great. But there are, again, a lot of what I would call fringe players for PGA Tour status right now, guys that really and truly probably do not have a legitimate, real major league chance at winning this event. Very long golf course, very difficult golf course, one of the hardest golf courses per round played on the PGA Tour year after year, 8, 9, 10, maybe 12 under wins, right in that ballpark. Okay, so some of the groups I am keeping with, Russell Henley and Stuart will be tee off at 9, check at 7:40 tomorrow morning. Zach Johnson, who's done well. Zach Johnson does well everywhere. With the defending champion Jimmy Walker and Texan former British Open champion Justin Leonard, Matt Jones with Scott Stallings and Ernie Els, follow them. Peter Malnati from the Web.com Tour with Billy Horschel and Hunter Mahan. Padraig Harrington with Charlie Hoffman, who played so well last week, and Streelman. And then long-hitting J.B. Holmes with Matt Every and Brian Harman. Those are some of the groups that go off in the morning that I have my eye on. Then I've got my eye on, how can you not, Bryson DeChambeau. By the way, I don't want to forget to mention, came in tied for fourth last week. He is, to me, as close to a can't-miss on the PGA Tour we've seen since Tiger. Even more of a non-can't-miss than Jordan Spieth. Jordan had a few struggles early, didn't get his PGA Tour card at Q School, and didn't play great right off the bat. This young man finished 22nd at the Masters, low amateur, turns pro last week, comes in fourth. Watch out for him. He's playing with Dougie Vanderwald, another stalwart on the Web.com Tour, and Kelly Kraft, veteran Kelly Kraft. Okay, John Merrick with Chez Reavy and Jason Kokrak. Got my eye on that group. Jason played really well last week. Just couldn't finish the tournament down the end. Billy Mayfair, so many times a champion, five of them, in fact, on the PGA Tour, tees off at 12:40 on tee number 10 with Patrick Rogers and D.H. Lee. Watch out for D.H. Lee. Nice young player there. They follow up with Brooks Koepka and the aforementioned five-time major champion Phil Mickelson with Luke Donald, who came Lucas back. It's really, really solid golf. Chris Kirk, who also played well last week with Jeff Ogilvie, former U.S. Open champion, and Matt Kuchar, who not only played well last week, but always plays well in Texas. He likes this event. John Senden, who had the best round of the day on Sunday with a 65, will be playing with Brian Gay and Super Texan Ryan Palmer. Ben Curtis with Freddie Jacobson and Chad Collins. Let's see, that's basically the last of the groups that I'm super interested in. To be honest with you, there are a lot of groups with a lot of guys who have a chance to make some hay. It's a tournament where a lot of guys take the week off, and we only have eight major champions, and it's a full 156-man field. News and notes, Adam Scott announced today that he will not be playing in the Olympics, regardless of whether he qualifies. It looks like he was for sure. Personal reasons, a lot of different things. I don't have a problem with it. I'm not really a big guy on the Olympics for a sport like golf. We have the World Cup, we have the Ryder Cup, we have the President's Cup. those are the international events that they play in, not including all of the regular, you know, the majors and all of the other events, the World Golf Championships. I think it's enough. I guess it's great. It'll be fun, I guess. I'm not that interested. Also, the week before, and I didn't mention this week, that Vijay Singh, who was going to represent Fiji, and he's in the top 60, so he would have been eligible to play for a number of reasons. The Zika virus is the biggest one. Vijay said he just it's got him turned off. He will not be playing in Rio either. So that's two. I look for more guys to drop out. We'll see, especially with Zika virus being such a scary thing. I would be very hesitant, particularly if you've got a schedule and you got a lot on your plate. Maybe you just don't go. Depends on who you are, what country you're from, and how deeply you care about the Olympics. Okay, now it's on to my strategy. And my strategy today is when I play with people that get off to a bad start and I hear them say invariably, oh, boy, it's just not my day. Boy, do I want to say something to them. Sometimes I do and say, stop it. You don't know that after two or three or even four or five holes. You don't know if it's your day or not. You know, it's like, I don't know, in bowling you have a couple of bad frames. Does that mean it's the end of the world for you? Of course not. What you have to do is refocus. Talk more out loud to yourself, but talk out loud. So you hear yourself reflect such a silly comment. Of course it's your day. It's always your day because we have taught you through the process and system of One Thought Golf that you're always in your zone. You just need time to think, what have I been doing wrong? It's not bad to ask a playing partner, hey, what do you see? What am I doing? Am I too quick? Am I slow? What's going on? What do you see in my game today? Also, I want to emphasize something that I did mention a couple weeks ago, and this one comes up all the time. Try your best to play with better players. Just by osmosis, your game will improve, and believe it or not, your game may improve too, just by watching you. Remember, empathy, which is what we're talking about, people that are in the similar brackets in golf, it's just better than sympathy. So that is my strategy for today, and I hope it helps you. It's a dual strategy. Stick with it. If you're off to a bad start, it doesn't matter. Get on that horse and start riding again. Okay. Now, for my picks at the TPC San Antonio Oaks course in the Valero Texas Open, I've got Freddie Jacobson, because he always plays well there. He's got one of the lower scoring averages over the last 5 years. Russell Henley, I like a lot. And Matt Jones, who he has played particularly well in windy conditions. So I've got Freddie Jacobson, Russell Henley, and Matt Jones. My email address for any topic whatsoever, I'm still taking a lot of inquiries, by the way, on my Phil Mickelson and Tiger Woods comment that neither one would ever win another PGA Tour event. I'm sticking with it. You know that. I'm always going to stick with it. Neither one will ever win again. Email me if you disagree, if you agree, and tell me why. We've gone over it many times on this show. In fact, I do almost every week. The fields are deep. Guys in their 40s press. They try hard because they know their opportunities to be at the top of the leaderboard are getting less and less every year. And the guys, seriously, it's hard to hold it together for four full rounds for anybody, but especially guys that are just a little bit older. That is my show for this week. This is Bob Geismar saying, I hope you're playing some great golf around America and the world. Let me know. Interested in everything and anything to do with the game of golf. So until next week, Bob Geismar for One Thought Golf on Blog Talk Radio, saying thank you so much for being with me. So long for now.